Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katria Blad. Parasha Vayechi, Week 12, Third Aliyah. And he lived. And his father refused and said, I know it, my son, I know it. He also shall become a people, and he also shall be great. But truly his younger brother shall be greater than he, and his seed shall become a multitude of nations. Genesis 48, verse 19. What does the fullness of the Gentiles mean? Ephraim received the superior blessing than Manasseh. Yehoshua, Moshe's successor, was a descendant of Ephraim. The tribe of Ephraim was set up as the main one of the house of Israel, the nation of the north, and when the prophets talk about Ephraim, the 10 tribes of the north are included. Due to their idolatry, the house of Israel, containing the 10 tribes, was rejected by the Eternal as his people, as it is written in Hosea 1, 6, and verse 9. And she conceived again and bore a daughter. Then God said to him, call her name Lo Ruchamah, no mercy, for I will no longer have mercy on the house of Israel, but I will utterly take them away. Then God said, call his name Lo Ami, not my people, for you are not my people, and I will not be your God. This rejection was not for the house of Yehudah. Hosea 1, verse 7. This is about the nation of the south. The house of Yehudah is the Jewish people today, and it was never rejected by the Eternal as his people. However, the rejection of Ephraim and his tribes was part of God's plan to save the world. In the prophecy given to the sons by Yosef, by Yaakov, it was said that Ephraim would be the fullness of the Gentiles. The Hebrew expression translated as multitude of nation is Melo Hagoyim, and can be understood in several ways. The word Hagoyim is plural definite of Goy, whose main meaning is nation. This word is used both for the nation of Israel and for other nations. In its plural form, it normally refers to Gentile nations in the non-Israelite sense. In this way, this term in its singular form started meaning a Gentile in the sense of non-Hebrew, Israelite, or Jewish person. The simple way to understand the text we are analyzing is that Ephraim would become many people. Nonetheless, this specific Hebrew term choice implies that there is not only about Ephraim becoming many people, but about something prophetically much, much deeper. The word melo does not refer to multitudes, bunches, or amounts, but plentitude, fullness. It comes from the root mel, which means to fill. The expression used by our father Yaakov is translated literally as his offspring will be fullness of the Gentile nations, which could indicate that they would spread among the peoples, and that is not a blessing. That's why Rashi interprets this expression as Yehoshua's fame will fill the Gentile nations when he stopped the sun and the moon in the valley of Ayalon in Joshua 10:12. However, the expression Melo Hagoyim goes way beyond Yehoshua's fame, because the Hebrew text says that Ephraim's seed would be fullness of the nations, or plentitude of the Gentiles. This means in the first place that because of the Eternal's rejection of the 10 tribes of the north, the Gentiles will be filled with their descendants in a way that they could not be counted because of their great number. Hosea 1:10. The 10 tribes of Ephraim, being their head, are nowadays mixed among the nations of the earth, and they are Gentiles. Now, for this to be a blessing, a divine plan for restoration of the seed of these 10 tribes that has been sown among the Gentiles has to be in store. When they are sowing, the grains die in order to later give abundant fruit. That is a salvation plan that the Eternal has for the Gentiles. Ephraim was sown among all the nations with the purpose of bringing fruit for their kingdom of heaven. Therefore, Gentiles coming to the kingdom represent a bit of Ephraim's return home. Or in other words, when a Gentile is born again and receives salvation, he or she is grafted into Israel, and in that way, the prophecies that talk about Ephraim's return home to be called a new people are partly fulfilled. Hosea 1:10, 2:1, 23, Romans 9:24-26. Shaul receives exactly the same expression Meloha Goyim in Romans 11:25, as our father Yaakov in Genesis 48:19. However, the prophets talk about something even greater when the Messiah restores the 12 tribes of Israel, Isaiah 49:6. Therefore, among all Gentiles, there are descendants of Ephraim who will be totally restored in the covenant of circumcision and all its implication to be gathered to the Jewish people as only one stick in Ezekiel 37:15-28. We should not mix the entry of the Gentiles with the restoration of the 10 tribes of the north. Gentiles who receive salvation are not Ephraim's restoration or Ephraim in his total restoration. Ephraim's restoration will imply a complete return of the covenant with Abraham and the covenant in Sinai, together with the renovation of the covenant by the blood of the Messiah Yeshua, Jeremiah 31:31-33. In other words, in order for a total restoration to take place, the restored Ephraimites from among the nations will have to become Jewish in the legal sense of the word, thus accepting the Jewish authorities and becoming obedient to Jewish halakha. This is not for all Gentiles. In the prophecy of Ezekiel 37:19, the Hebrew text can be understood as, "This way both sticks will become one." This teaches us that the Ephraimite movement that comes from heaven cannot rise apart from the Messiah, the Jewish people, without submission to the Jewish leaders of authority. The task of Yeshua the Messiah is to gather both peoples, so a movement that intends to segregate them cannot come from him. And as we've said before, it is the Gentile who will have to adapt to the Jewish lifestyle, not the other way around. May the Eternal fulfill his salvation plan with all the nations, and may we be able to see the restoration of the 12 tribes of Israel soon and in our days. Amen ve amen. Shalom.